The 170th Vermont State Fair gets underway tonight in Rutland. After nearly 2 years of internal upheaval and debt, organizers say just being able to open the gates is a pretty big accomplishment. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Roland McNeil, president of the Rutland County Agricultural Society, the organization that's run the fair for more than 150 years, sits in his crowded office and smiles.
To see the fair coming together after all the hard work, it's awesome. It's great. I couldn't be happier.
It's quite a contrast from February 2014. That's when fair trustees learned that the IRS had placed a lien on the Rutland Fairgrounds for unpaid taxes, and some $277,000 worth of debt was discovered. Trustees at the time blamed former fair manager Richard Rivers, who was ousted from his job. But Rivers turned around and sued the trustees, arguing they didn't follow proper disciplinary procedure when they voted to fire him. The two sides settled the case this past December, and fair officials wouldn't talk about the details. But Don Chaffee, a vice president of the Rutland County Agricultural Society, says they have made great strides in reducing the fair's debt. He says while attendance last year was down, they still managed to clear $260,000 at the gate, all of which, he says, was used to pay bills. Chaffee says efforts to make the fair more family-friendly, with a bigger circus, full petting zoo, and other animal attractions, will hopefully help them boost attendance this year.
You're not going to see our economic problems. What you're going to do is come and pay $12 and get about $150 worth of entertainment. I mean, who wouldn't want to do something like that?
Roland McNeil says city officials have helped by working out a payment plan for the back taxes. Officials also found more creative, less costly ways to provide police and fire coverage. Efforts, McNeil says, will save the fair about $45,000 this year alone. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.